Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Vogel at Macworld Expo in San Francisco, and I'm with Ray Chavone, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Quark, and Richard Passwork, the Senior Vice President of Sales for America. Hello, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
We're doing great, Harris.
Ray, let's talk about the state of desktop publishing as you see it. Quark, of course, is one of the more venerable names in desktop publishing. Where do you see Quark, and where do you see the desktop publishing industry at our present state?
Harris, that's a great question, because the desktop publishing industry as I see it, and I'm relatively new to the market, but the first thing I did is go out and talk to some of the customers. And so my perceptions are largely what I heard from our customer base in my early tenure. And what I heard was a couple things. First, that their industries are going through a number of changes. And what I mean by their industries, the newspaper industry, magazine, publishing in general is going through a major transformation. I think that's driven by the onset of number of media types and the expectations of the people who receive content. They want to receive that in different ways and rich content online and so forth. And certainly with the announcement from Apple today of the iPhone, that leads to yet another realization of handheld devices being more practical in terms of receiving different content. So that's the first thing, that there's a major change and shift in our customers' businesses in itself. And then the second point was the need to be able to get content out to different mediums. And so some major changes, major shifts that are going to have an impact on our industry. So that's generally where I see some of the challenges today, and I'm sure we can talk a little bit more about where we're going to work to address those.
Quark has had an interesting road over the last several years, not only because of changes in the industry, but also, of course, Adobe's adoption of suite pricing, in which you buy a product and you get everything wrapped into it, which forces the issue of, well, if you've already got a page layout program, do you need another page layout program? How do you view Quark or any software vendor who has to compete against the ability of a large company like Adobe that can offer a whole suite of products in which ostensibly they've covered your base?
Look, the idea of having complementary technologies is not new. And the fact that our competitor bundled those technologies into a solid suite is more of an economic game than it is necessarily a changing of that game. We expect our customers to have a number of products to solve their complete process. Now, there's a difference. There's a fundamental difference between what we're doing and what we plan to do and our competitors. Certainly, we're going to do the best that we can to be the leader in anything that we do, but we're also not going to go head-to-head with some standards that exist. Now, our Quark Express product, we are absolutely passionate about making that a leading product and doing the things that our customers need to do. We're evaluating some additional technologies for future releases that will take things to the next level. And it's a lot of it is in regards to addressing some of the more challenging things that our customers experience in their day-to-day operations. Our customers use our product all day, every day. And so we've got to make this a great usability experience. It's got to have the right performance, and it's got to continue to innovate on features. Now, that said, the difference between us and, I think, the approach of some of our competitors is that we are looking at the entire process. And so what you'll hear from Quark in the future is more focus on what is the total cost of ownership? What is the total cost of production? How do you minimize and reduce rework? How can you make the process more efficient and effective from concept to production? How do you make sure that you actually get what that concept that's in the creative mind, how can you actually make sure that you get that represented when the product is actually produced? And that's not just a print game as well. How do you take those same concepts and that same creativity and be able to apply that in one way and get it out to different media types? And so that's a different mindset than just focusing on the tool. It's looking at the entire process.
Now, Rich, I know you wanted to say something.
Thank you, Harris. I think to follow up with a few things on Ray's points, in how we've approached the new release of our application, Quark Express 7, is to add things that help serve our customers in the workflows and in the dynamic changing environments that they're working in. For example, to make that total workflow more effective for a designer, we are now providing tools that allow them to take their print jobs and make them interactive jobs as well, so they can export Flash files from Quark Express. That's a multi-channel delivery. It saves time for a designer. It reduces programming efforts, and it gives you quicker time to market for your designs and your expressions of your creativity. On the workflow side for printers, we have an application called Quark Print Collection, which was a following on a point that Ray made, we are looking at other technologies to bring into the loop for our customers. This is one that was part of an acquisition of ALAP that took place last year and was reported, I believe, by you guys. This tool, Print Collection, allows imposition of Express files and of Acrobat PDF files. Again, it reduces the time of the workflow, it gets people to production faster, and it gives them higher quality output. These are the things that customers are always interested in, and we're helping optimize their workflows with these additional add-ons.
One thing that's gratifying for a lot of customers is Quark over the years in the past was kind of known for a great product but a company that a lot of end users had a little difficulty dealing with. But over the last several years, we've seen a much more welcoming and warm environment. It seems to be much more open. The public beta seemed to really open up a lot of doors. I mean, did you view the public beta as a really positive experience for you? What did you learn from the public beta?
Well, that's great. Thank you for asking that question. We viewed the public beta as one opportunity for us to showcase our open engagement model with our customers. We value their feedback. We want to know what impacts them, how the product's going to work for them, and our pre-release and beta programs went exceptionally well. The feedback we received was tremendous. We had tens of thousands of downloads, tens of thousands of reports back. We had a whole community of users start using the product before the release date and gave us valuable information on what works, what doesn't work, what needs to be enhanced, and that led to a much higher quality release when we shipped the product. It also showed the market that we approached them in a partnership, in a very community-type involvement in the product direction. Our customers rely on our application to do their business, and therefore we need to engage them early in the process to get their feedback and to make our products better so it serves their needs better. The public beta was just an exceptional opportunity for us to really demonstrate that new Quark, that engagement model, that openness, and that drive towards productivity that our customers demand.
Ray?
So I want to address the cultural challenge that you suggested. That's not something that was a mystery to me coming in and assuming the job. But also I recognize that with solid technology as a base, the cultural part is actually what I'm most able to impact. I've received some real positive feedback from clients who've had interaction with us recently when I went on my road trip to visit a few clients both here and throughout Europe. And what I concluded from that is we've done a great job recently in improving our customer service, our ability to go out and address the concerns of the customers, and we listen more. However, I'm really concerned about the perceptions that we have in the market that are based on a historical interaction. And so what I really want to make sure happens is that clients have an opportunity to interact with us now and get a sense for what really is a major cultural shift for the company, which is more focus on the customer, understanding what the needs are, addressing those readily, and listening. You know, unfortunately, that's what happens when you have too much success, and I think we've got a little arrogant, and all these things I acknowledge. The difference is that's not acceptable going forward. I think we've got an employee base who understands that and embraces that, actually wants to go out and be a partner to the customer. I think that that your listeners will have a completely different experience in interacting with Quark today than perhaps they had in years past.
I think in the last 2 or 3 years, it feels like a very different work. I mean, it feels like much more customer-oriented, much more amenable, and much more aware of the challenges of the marketplace.
Well, you know, competition is always good. And so, you know, in some ways, and many customers have told me this in the early conversations, you know, the competition that we had actually was probably the best thing that could happen to Quark. It woke us up and got us to really recognize that the customers are who pays the bills here. There's where we need to make sure that we focus, and our success is based on our ability to make our customers successful. And so that competition is actually very healthy.
So let's talk a little bit about where desktop publishing is as an industry, because it seems to me what I thought years ago, which would be that things would simplify, have only gotten more complicated. The use of PDFs, which everyone said would be the holy grail of the industry, a single format. There's a myriad of PDF formats and specs. Do you feel like desktop publishing is getting more complicated, or is it becoming more stratified with the designers more entrenched as designers and the pre-press people as pre-press people and the workflow people as workflow? Richard?
I think we see some shifts coming. What I see is that desktop publishing has evolved to much broader virtual workflows and virtual teams that work on different types of content, design, and production capabilities. yes, our product is used by an individual designer, by a production group, by corporate management, corporate publishing, and they all have different use cases for the application. But we're finding that those use cases are part of a larger virtual workflow that is tied together ever more succinctly. Multi-channel publishing is really an area that companies are striving to achieve. They want to create once, use many. And this is, you know, a mantra that's been heard many times. And you look at the iPhone yesterday, yet another display characteristic that we could, you know, push to. We have a lot of customers that are doing things in retail and advertising and content publishing. They want to find ways to repurpose not just design, but content in ways that consumers can best interact with the information, whether it be messaging to them for advertising, whether it be content delivery for, you know, instructions for something, whether it's a marketing campaign. These are things that are critical, and they're ever more tightly tied not just to a design and publishing workflow, but to essentially business processes. And so we see some stratification in how the tool is used, but we also see some collaborative pieces coming together. We also see drive to multi-channel. I talked about the interactive designer. I can take a print job and do a flash project right from it. So these are what we're seeing more and more. And I think you're going to find people are going to have a varied set of skill sets and a varied set of channels to deliver their content in. And some of it's still shaking out.
I was talking with Patrick Marchese, the founder of Marksware, and he said what he's interested in is that we're still using a shrink wrap model, that people are still buying software off the box. When we're in an industry where more and more things are being delivered wirelessly or being delivered by broadband, do you foresee a time when somebody who wants to use Quark doesn't even have to have the application on their program? They connect to Quark, they design through Quark, they deliver a job?
Absolutely. I think that's very viable. I don't think that necessarily solves the challenges that that exist. You had asked Rich about the change in the industry and whether it's become more complex. And in fact, you know, having a ASP model for our software services is very viable. So we could do something like that. And if our clients ask for that, I imagine that we can get there pretty readily. The challenge, I think, is more about collaboration, about improving the processes. So things like the job jackets that we introduced were more about addressing a trend that is empowering the creative folks, but allowing constraints to be imposed so that you don't have problems downstream. And then the collaboration could be probably better done not on the desktop. We've got peer-to-peer collaboration with our composition zones and some other technologies that we're evaluating. But I think ultimately the centralized processing model is what will happen. So it's not, I'm not worried about having a heavy desktop at this point, because our users today use that 8-10 hours a day. And so you may have that, but I could see more casual users looking for a tool that is lighter. And the collaboration capabilities will probably be better served by having a server product. And that's not implying taking the desktop and putting it on a server, a real server product that can interact with standard workflow products, with standard content management systems, and allow that collaboration and more of an enterprise model for the central point of aggregating that content and then distributing it.
We're very aware now of the rise of publications that are originating purely online, where people are uploading files and then a few weeks later they get a hardbound book in the mail. And that's becoming more and more prevalent in the industry for a lot of designers, a lot of book projects, a lot of advertising agencies. That server-based model is there already, even if we're not the instigators.
Right. I mean, we've talked about some terms that people, I think, are a little bit tired of hearing. Multi-channel publishing, print-on-demand, and these type of things, right? And it's still not there yet, right? So we've got some early models and successes on that front, but we're still a long way to go. And that really speaks to some of the opportunity I think we have in our company by providing the infrastructure that will allow a very efficient and effective print-on-demand, right? A short-run book or short-run publication infrastructure requires efficient printing, requires digital composition and digital printing at a higher quality. So that didn't always exist in the past. And so with the evolution of some of the technologies, I think that's leading us to the next generation of tools that do two things. One, provide more power to the content creator to provide content to different media types. And second, provide a more robust server infrastructure that will allow a lighter client for more casual users, for those one-off projects, that that could be the type of books that you you alluded to, and that type of thing can be more automated, and then it's cost effective to actually go to print or to, in some cases, digital delivery.
Well, I want to thank Ray and Rich for spending time with us today. Where can our listeners find out more information about Quark?
Obviously, www.quark.com.
Thanks a whole lot, guys.
Thank you, Harris.
Thank you, Harris.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fuller. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.